Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study in Daniel chapter 12, verses 5 through 13, titled The Hiddekel End Time Prophecy Summit. This is part 2 of 2. I call them the wickedly ignorant. Has a ring to it. One example, apostate liberals. That's in all denominations, by the way. There are plenty of apostate liberal Baptists, apostate liberal Presbyterians, apostate liberal fill in the blank. An apostate is someone who claims to be a Christian, but has fallen away from the faith. And they, if you ask them what they believe, they do not believe in an infallible Bible, some of these people will profess to even believe some of the things we believe. But you'll find they'll either attack the Bible or they won't preach the biblical gospel. They won't fully accept the deity of Jesus Christ. They have a salvation by works and so forth. Those people, when you talk to them about what's going on in the world today, they're clueless. The wicked will not understand. I was on the way home the other day and turned on public radio. And I was scanning, actually, the stations. I was looking for the news. And I heard this guy, he's talking about Noah's Ark. So I stopped it and I listened to him for a few minutes. And he talked, at first, he was talking about it like he believed what it was saying. You know, he told the story. And everything. Turned out he doesn't believe a bit of it. And he was saying that the Bible plagiarized the Gilgamesh story, and so on and so forth. By the time the guy gets done, then they're having more in-depth conversations, and he says, what was the most difficult thing for you when you did this study and found out all this information and realized that the Bible really isn't infallible and that it's actually copying other religions and all that? And he said, well, the hardest thing is the realization that at some point we cease to exist. It's just over. You're going to die. I call it the three deaths. First you die physically. Then they have the ceremony. And you basically die again right there in the funeral. And then the third death is when all the people who know you, all the people who had any recollection of you, die and you're forgotten. If they're honest, that's what all non-Christians really believe. All non-Christians have to believe that that's just coming a day when we're going to no longer be in existence. No one's going to remember you. Nothing's left. That's what apostasy gets you. Also, the anti-Semitic anti-dispensationalists. That's not really redundant. There are exceptions. There, some anti-Semites are not anti-dispensationalists, but very few dispensationalists hate the Jews. But if you find somebody who is opposed to the nation of Israel and hates the Jews, most of them are going to hate you being dispensational. And that's some of the people who are totally, they're wicked. If you hate the Jews, you're wicked. Amen. And I'll guarantee you got other sin. Because the Spirit of God is not ruling in your heart if you hate the Jews. And you're clueless. You have no idea what's going on in the world. Then you have these charismatic false prophets on TV, and their authority is not the Bible or Bible prophecy, it's their own word of prophecy. And they always have I had a dream, and I had a vision, and all this, and it supersedes what the Bible says. And a lot of them, I call them prophets, P-R-O-F-I-T-S, but a lot of them are they used to be, a lot of the Pentecostals were in agreement with us on the rapture and everything, but not anymore. You listen to these guys, they're going way off the deep end into this dominion theology, and they think that we're going to conquer the world. And every one of these guys, you listen to them, there's a revival sweeping the land. You know, and you're like, what planet you live on? I don't see a revival. And finally, cults like the Adventists, the Watchtower, LDS is the Mormons. They're clueless. Wicked? Yes, they deny the deity of Jesus Christ. Wicked? Yes, they're accursed according to Galatians. They preach false gospels. And they're clueless. Just some examples there. And so we have the chart there, as I said, with the return of Jesus at the beginning of the millennium. And verse 11, read that with me. And from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away, and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. Now, how many more days are there in 1,290 compared to 1,260? Which would be a month, right? So the Antichrist will commit the abomination of desolation 3 years and 7 months before the return of Jesus. Now, it just makes sense to me that there would be about a month before things really kicked in after he committed the abomination. But you have, it says right there, from the time that the daily sacrifice shall be taken away and the abomination that maketh desolate set up, there shall be 1,290 days. So that's 3 years and 7 months instead of 3 years and 6 months. See that? Amen. So there it is. I got it kind of charted for you there. Now, from the time that he goes after Israel, obviously, if we're understanding this correctly, there's going to be a 30-day period between the abomination and the beginning of Revelation 12 where he goes after the Jews. 30 days. So verse 12, read that. Blessed is he that waiteth and cometh to the 1,335 days. That's 1,335. This would appear to point at 75 days after the return of Jesus. You see that? Now, you could figure it up to 45 days after. It's according to where you put it. But I think this may be a hint at the coronation. Amen. You got the abomination happens. 30 days later, Revelation 12 begins when the Antichrist goes after the Jews. 1,260 days later, Jesus returns. And then either 45 or 75 days later, Jesus is coronated King.
Amen.
Have you RSVP'd?
Amen.
Amen. I got my reservation. Glory. There's your little chart there. As you can see, now I got this moved over equal to the date of the beginning of the 1260 days, carrying us over into the millennium by 75 days. Or 45 days. That's up to you. You can either start it with the top one as I did or the middle one. I can't find any hard, you know, rule there. It's one or the other. As I said, I'm not going to be dogmatic where I cannot be dogmatic. But when I can be, I will be. And I love it. I love being dogmatic about the fact that Jesus is coming again. I love being dogmatic about the fact that if you're saved, you and I are going to be at the coronation of Jesus. And we're going to be in that kingdom for 1,000 years. Those are some things I'm dogmatic about. And Shih Tzus are great dogs. Verse 13. Read that with me. But go thou thy way till the end be. For thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Now this is directed toward Daniel and not us. Not specifically. Daniel's told, go thou thy way till the end be. For thou shalt rest. You may never die. You might, if the Lord tarries. Of course, we can drop dead any moment. Just like we could be raptured any moment. But some of you here today may never die. They sold a lot of books and magazines using that phrase. But it's true. He says, for thou shalt rest and stand in thy lot at the end of the days. Daniel's lot remains to be seen, but it looks pretty good.
Amen.
It's not talking about a... In this context, he's not talking about a lot as far as land, but I think he's going to have a nice prime lot too. Amen. Look over in this is the last place we're going to run. Ezekiel, back just a few pages before where we're at. Ezekiel 14, Ezekiel and Daniel, back to back books. Ezekiel 14, 14. Ezekiel 14, 14. Now, I have to say I'm impressed. You all stayed awake after all that chicken and all that good food. Man, I'm impressed. Verse 14. I love these two verses we're going to read. Though these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it, they should deliver but their own souls by their righteousness, saith the Lord God. That could really be said to anybody, but that's talking about Israel in apostasy. And God says, even if Noah, Daniel, and Job lived there right now, I'd still kill all of you except those three. But, hey man, Daniel's looking pretty good, isn't he? I'm just saying, that's a great... I mean, the whole nation's gone to hell. And God says, but if Noah and Daniel and Job were there, they'd survive. I'd say Daniel's lot's looking pretty good, yeah? Look at verse 20. Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God. I mean, this is strong. They shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness. In other words, even if Job and Daniel and Noah, let's say Daniel was your neighbor at this time, he couldn't save you. He couldn't save you. His own righteousness would save him, like Lot in Sodom. But even if you were best buds with these guys in Israel, and that's saying a lot about Daniel. The negative is Israel being in apostasy. But the positive is, look at Daniel. Pretty good stuff, amen? All right, real quick, a couple of questions. We're still actually getting done just a few minutes later than normal. Charlie?
Sorry, I didn't quite follow the research. What do you think
of God? No, his lot meaning in a sense of his reward. His reward. Which, like I said, in the context, isn't talking about his yard like a lot, but hey, I think that's part of it. He will have a nice lot. You know, I don't know. I'm pretty sure we won't have to cut grass or pull weeds. But, it doesn't really specify the type of mansion, the type of situation, so... I can't say. Hey, man. I mean, yeah. Could be that, you know. Well, here's the thing. If what I believe is true, the New Jerusalem basically is like the moon. It will be above the earth, but it'll, instead of going around the earth and everything, it'll be above Jerusalem, the earthly Jerusalem, and we will be able to go up and down. So, you know, whether or not there's yards and everything up in New Jerusalem, I don't know. There's no indication one way or the other. Well, huh? Yeah. That's, I can't, I know, I, the song, it's, yeah, in my father's house, is a big, big house, is that it?
Yeah.
Where I can play football, yeah.
But then I think they're only saying we're getting an apartment.
Yeah,
yeah. Crazy.
Johnny?
I would say, if you're able to fly, why would you necessarily need a yard? Probably.
See, but that's that word need. Heaven's not really all about needs.
Right.
So, you kind of might have things we don't even really need. Don't need a mansion, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't even need to fly. But hey, I'll throw it in there for free, the Lord said. Eye hath not seen, ear heard, nor the mind of man imagined. And it's fun to imagine, though, isn't it?
I'm satisfied with just a cottage below, a little silver and a little gold. But in that city where the ransom will shine, I want a gold one that silver lies. I've got a mansion just over the hill.
Nebuchadnezzar asked them once again, won't you bow down when you hear the band? But the Hebrew children told the king, our God will deliver us from the fiery ring. No, we won't bow down, down to the ground and worship the image. No, we won't, cause our God will deliver us, even if he won't. Furnace was heated hotter than hot, and they threw them in tied up with knots. The big strong men that threw them inside were burnt by the fire, and they died. They could not fall down, down to the ground and worship the image, and cause they walked into the fire, they all did go. Got up and looked inside and saw four men to his surprise. He saw four men, could not believe his eyes. The fourth was the Son of God, Jesus Christ. The king told the boys to come back out, servants of the Most High God, no doubt. The fire had no power, God delivered them. He delivers his own and he'll do it again.
Amen.
Worship the image, no we won't, cause our God will deliver us, and even if he won't.
Yeah.
We won't fall down, down to the ground, and worship the image, no we won't, cause our God will deliver us, and even if he won't.
Shall ever be.
All God's amen. People say amen.
Amen.
Amen. All right.
Solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.